former NHLer now, analyst for the Capitals, Alan May, joins us. Alan, this is a great playoff race. You know, the Capitals, for a long time, have been a team maybe that some thought were underachieving early on, but they seem to have kind of picked up their game at the most important time of the year. Do you think they're playing better now than they were in December and January?
Oh, absolutely, way better. And since about March 14th, they've been playing exactly the way they need to. They've been playing a pretty big physical game. They look a lot like, or maybe trying to emulate what the LA Kings do, trying to play the puck on the board, battling, grinding, getting to the puck first between the opposition, crowding the front of the net, slowing the game down in the neutral zone, and doing all the things that if you're going to be successful, if you make the playoffs, the kind of team that can make a run. And, you know, their game now resembles more Boston LA Kings than it does, say, a San Jose, or even the way Toronto plays and gets themselves in trouble a lot of time. But it's been a lot better to watch, and they're involved in every game right now fully.
Alan, a lot of these things are timing. I mean, you can get out of the gates real strong and fade, or vice versa. You touched on it. The Caps are far from a juggernaut right now. I mean, they're 5-3-2 in the last 10, but you got the Leafs fading a little bit. And do you get a sense that they're maybe in a good place right now and that they can put a string together, not so much based on what their results have been, but how they're playing?
Oh, absolutely. What they did out in Death Valley last week in California, you know, they start the road trip in Anaheim. They beat them 3-2. They score first that game. The power play comes up big. Phenomenal goaltending. Then they go on and have just an insane physical battle with the LA Kings. Not fighting, but, you know, just going at it physically. Just a whole lot of, you know, board play and battling in front of the nets. A lot of cross-checking in the back, you know, fighting for those loose pucks. And you know, they lose that game in a shootout, but it taught them a lot that they can be successful playing that physical rough-and-tumble style. You know, everyone was doing it from Ovechkin down to Tom Wilson. Every single player, all the defensemen were playing that way. And then to go in San Jose, they hadn't won a game in San Jose in their regular – well, they've never played San Jose in the playoffs, but in the regular season since October 30th, 1993. And I was playing in that game. It's been that long. But they went in there and got it out a victory. And once again, they had huge goaltending. Braden Holtby was really good that game. The penalty killers, but it came about winning the battles again. The boards, the front of the net, the trapezoid, you know, just playing a gritty, gutsy game and keeping themselves in it by, you know, solid play in the neutral zone. And I saw it again last night against the Kings. It was a bizarre game last night, a pretty horrible refereeing both ways. You look at Capitals, had four guys injured in that game last night. It was a battle. And it was back and forth, but they found a way to compete. And once again, no one likes those loser points earlier in the year, but at the end of the year, you got to get a point in every game.
Alan May, analyst for the Washington Capitals, joins. Al, out of those four injuries, any of them serious?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what happened to Chris Brown, but he came back. He missed a while. I don't know if he took a shot to numb what was going on. Troy Brower went down for a while. Jack Hillen got just flattened by Ovechkin in the neutral zone. You know, it gives up about 50 pounds to the big guy. And then, but what's really concerning is, and the game really turned at the end of the second period when Nick Backstrom was hurt. And all of a sudden, the guy that controls the play, that slows it down, that runs the power play from the half wall, and their power play is so good. But the Nick Backstrom injury, you know, there was a day off today. No one knows what his status is. And hopefully it's not a long-term thing. They need him against the Boston Bruins this Saturday, but that could be a crushing blow if Nick Backstrom is out in the lineup for the Caps.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. You know, I was just going to say, you know, Backstrom is up in the air, and if you take him out of the mix, and this holds true for a lot of clubs, but especially Washington, if you take Backstrom out of that mix for any length of time, there's a huge drop-off offensively from Ovechkin to everybody else. And if there's one thing lacking, I wouldn't call it offensive depth, but I'd certainly call it definitely first-line offensive firepower. Once you get to Ovechkin, it drops down to Joel Ward at 42 points if you take Backstrom out.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the good thing that the Caps have going for them right now, and they've been playing this kid out of position at left wing, is Evgeny Kuznetsov, since he came over here from the KHL, has been a very responsible player without the puck, and he's getting things done with it. And they've been really watching his ice time and being careful with him. But if Backstrom is out, it may be time to put Kuznetsov at his natural position of center with Ovechkin and put someone really defensive on the left wing. and let them go at it, because Kuznetsov's playmaking skills, I can't say they're up there with Backstrom's yet, but the passes he's made on all the assists that he has right now are all world. It's amazing. He's a very good-looking hockey player, the way he plays the game. And, you know, that could be something that's very timely, is his arrival over here with the Caps, because his hand, the vision that he has right now, and last night scoring the goal with just a few seconds left to tie it up, being in the slot, the kid knows how to play the game. And I went pointless in his first three, and he's got six in the last five games, I think. But that could be something that could really help the Caps if Nick Backstrom's out.
I was going to ask you about Kuznetsov. Like a lot of guys, maybe took a few games to get comfortable, but you're bang on. He has 6 points in his last five games, got that goal. What do you like best about his game, Alan?
You know, everyone was expecting him to be, you know what, might be the wrong word, but useless without the puck because of the way they play over in the KHL. But he's acclimated to the small arena, the smaller ice surface, and he's been really good in his own end. He's been excellent in the neutral zone, and he's not a high-risk player, making crazy passes from behind the goal line. He's got an incredible amount of patience. But the thing that blows me away is I saw him take a pass last week. I was between the benches. And he took a slap pass, maybe an 89-mile-an-hour pass on the right wing in his skate, but he was looking forward the entire time, and it went right to his stick. He never looked at the puck. It happened right in front of me. He didn't look at the puck at all, went on his stick, and he skated down, deeped a couple guys out. And his vision and his on-ice awareness is just phenomenal, and it's going to be exciting to see him play all next season when he's got training camp and time to get acclimated, and I'm sure different line mates than he has right now, but he's the entire package offensively. But once again, as I said, to see him play without the puck, I was very surprised. And you know, good for him that he is that responsible of a player. And he's a lot different than a lot of guys that come from that region. He's very aware and very professional in everything he does. It's very refreshing.
Alan, get you to gaze into the crystal ball a little bit here. And now there's still a ways to go. There's, the Capitals have 9 games remaining. But when you look at that bunch there, and I'll remove Philly from it because they're at 83, but Columbus, Detroit, Washington, Toronto, all at 80 points right now. Jersey's 5 off the pace. But of those 3 other teams, who's the toughest to displace out of there? 2 of them are ahead of you. Toronto's behind based on another game played. So you got Columbus, you got Detroit. Now, people have been waiting for the Red Wings to fade away forever. They've dropped off this year, but they refuse to go quietly. So how do you see this playing out?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's just absolutely amazing what Detroit has been able to do. And Columbus, I can't discount anything they're doing, but Detroit continues to win games that they shouldn't be, and they're in it. This Thomas Tatar, the way he's been going the last 24, 25 games, is all of a sudden he's a household name in the National Hockey League. He's a very good, complete hockey player, just like Datsyuk and Zetterberg. And you know, those injuries, this kid took advantage of the opportunity. So, but I see him being so hot right now. I would think if the Caps have a chance, it's to leapfrog Detroit because he's just been so hot. I wonder if it can continue if he stays healthy. I know Zetterberg is back skating. Datsyuk was out today. But if those guys don't get back, I don't know how much they can continue to put on the shoulders of Tatar. And if I'm another team, I target him every game to take him out, to take him off the board. And I'm not saying to injure him, but really to neutralize him when he doesn't have the puck, but he's playing such a gritty game. I look at Columbus, I really like how big and tough their defensemen play. Mm-hmm. All their forwards are very responsible. The goaltending's been all world. So it's really tough there. So I think Capitals, I've written Toronto off. It's just been a demolition. I haven't liked the way they've played all year long. They got too many players playing up a line that shouldn't be. Probably too many defensemen in the lineup that shouldn't be in the lineup. But, you know, Detroit's probably the most suspect team right there. And you know, the Rangers and Philly just continue to play very well. Philadelphia, with Craig Berube as their coach, has been so good. They've been sensational. And I expect them to be in second when it's all said and done, even though they've got a pretty tough schedule with their remaining 11 games. But the way they're playing, they're in every game, and their go-to guys are coming up big for them all the time. And, you know, so really the Capitals – have to hope that Detroit can fall off. And, you know, the Columbus has, I think, only one more game with the teams that matter. Philadelphia, I think, only has one. But the Rangers have three games left with the teams they're in the hunt with. So that'll be a telling tale. And the Capitals certainly need the teams that are above them to win or lose in regulation and not be giving these three-pointers away.
Alan, Ovechkin has 48 goals, will lead the league in goals, but he's minus 31. You watch every game. How do you have that bad of a plus-minus? And I know it's not the most accurate stat at times, but I don't know if he can be excused for every goal that he's against on the ice. How does he have that number? What's gone wrong 5-on-5 when he's not scoring?
Well, it's not just him. It's Nick Backstrom's at minus 20. Marcus Johansson, who is their normal left winger, is at minus 17. Mike Green at minus 13. And all the guys that are in that minus category right there, they're the guys on the ice for the empty net goals. And then when the team, you know, Oates has opened it up when they're down a few and they play pretty reckless, they're getting minuses by going for it offensively and they're hanging guys out to dry. They're in all the critical situations. Ovechkin's been stung. You know, one of the things Oates has done is he's been putting Ovechkin out there in the last minute of a game, even when the Caps have a lead. And that's come back to haunt them a little bit. You know, the kid's out there trying to block shots, but there are other guys that should really be out there. The role players, like a Troy Brouwer, is very dependable, but the most dependable right wing they have when they're trying to hold the lead or protect something late in the game is Joel Ward. The guy's just been, from the day he signed here, he's been a very solid hockey player. He plays the same night in and night out. But, you know, getting back to Ovi's minus, he's on the ice for every empty net goal against. And a lot of times when they're chasing from behind, they get themselves, you know, that line has been victimized many times, and they play a lot. They play against the other team's top lines. But it really hasn't been that good. When you watch him play, it's not like he's making bad plays or being lazy. He's on the ice a lot. And the best players, when teams are struggling, end up with the largest minuses. And, you know, I think back to Darian Hatcher years ago and Ken Hitchcock before he was fired in Philadelphia. You know, he was playing 30, 35 minutes a game trying to block every shot because the team was playing such a bad, there was such a disconnect between the coach and the players. And Hatcher was doing everything he could, but he ended up minus. And I just saw a guy playing for, you know, the team and his life out there just collecting minus after minus. And he was maybe minus 22 in the first month of the season. And eventually Hitchcock lost his job, but, you know, Darian could never recover from that. And now Ovi, last night he was even, but he played a pretty solid game, but he was minus until that shorthanded empty netter that they got, and he found a way to be even. But it's really been a tough stretch for him here since post-Olympic break. He's been, it seems like, minus one, even though he's put the puck in the net a few times. But it's not like he is throwing, playing without the puck away. I see the effort, I see the positioning, and it's just a victim of circumstance right now.
Alan, we appreciate your time. Should be a great run in the final 10 games in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and it should be fun. Absolutely right.